You know, I've been coming to these science program conferences since Tampa in 1996. We had program conferences before then, but 96 is really when we begin to really kick off this science program base that's been, I just think, growing ever richer with each conference. It's really hard for me to imagine it getting better than this. It's been terrific. There's been just great science and great program and this great hotel and this great location. I learned last night, for example, I didn't know this is where the Democratic Convention of 68 was, and here we are, and there the yippies were across the street, and we're walking among ghosts. And then what can you say about that gala last night? Just unbelievable, out of this world. Yeah, really. Actually, I'm not sure how I've got some things to share. Do I have any technical help out there? I may have to read this. I want to thank some individuals as I talk about this. You know, there's also been, I think, in some ways, sort of an unprecedented opportunity for framing. I think everybody who heard Frank Gilliam the other morning was just blown away by the opportunities of what he talked about. We've had those opportunities this week as our communication team from the center has really organized, from my experience here, just an unprecedented media outreach. And, you know, the papers all over the world are carrying stories from the conference. Yeah, really. Let's give the... And you know, this creates this visibility and this opportunity that as we leave here is just really rich veins of gold for us to mine and try to figure out how we use. There are lots of folks to thank as we close here, and I don't think I've got a technical person to help me demonstrate the folks that are here, but let me... They're gone to sea. Well, I'll just keep telling jokes. No, I'll keep... that's fine. I first of all want to thank my co-chair, Jeannie Morazzo. As you saw Jeannie this morning, Jeannie Unvarnished, what a great person to work with. And that she can come back from a sailboat and pull that off was wonderful. I couldn't imagine working with somebody more effective. We have a large and robust scientific advisory committee. I would show you their names if we can get them up there. They've been tremendous, just extraordinarily tremendous. I mean, this conference, as Kevin said, Jeannie and I are sitting here like doing piggyback on shoulders of giants, as Kevin said, but these folks really make it happen. This is the field coming together and pulling this conference together for all of us. There were also lots of unsung heroes behind the scenes who made the logistics of this conference work incredibly well. Those folks who organized the various sessions, the moderators, the people behind the scenes who really made it happen. I especially want to thank our staff at CDC. We have a local organizing committee who worked tirelessly and completely in an unsung capacity. Darren Ogburn and Pam Gorman, among others, in almost thankless but just incredibly important ways, really made this happen. Darren, even if you didn't make the Marlins, we still love you. There is one more person to thank who I haven't mentioned, and this is sort of now becoming a tradition, and Judy can already tell that I don't have a bouquet of flowers up here, but I would like for Judy Lipschitz to come front and central. Judy is... Judy is the godmother of this conference. Judy has been coordinating this for us since 1996, and they just keep getting better and better. You know, I looked around in Chicago for some flowers, knowing Judy probably really wouldn't want to take them home on the plane, but they weren't in bloom. So the best thing I could come up with, it's not too heavy, Judy, but this is a memento from last night's gala, and Judy will be able to go home on the airplane and read about the great paintings in the Art Institute of Chicago, and this is just a really minor token of our great appreciation. And you get the bag too, Judy. Yeah. All right, so we're at the end. I want to sort of reiterate Kevin's charge. We've got, as Jeannie will and Kevin all emphasized, incredibly important work to do. I want you to celebrate the work you do. I hope you're leaving here on as high a note as I am, because we do incredibly important work. And, you know, it's never been better in some ways, as Will said. I'll have to remember NBB Will. Kevin and I had a particularly interesting little vignette yesterday. We, on our Whirlwind Media Tour, got to spend some time with a reporter at JET, whose offices are just down the street, and the reporter was... Oh, okay. We'll let it go. Don't worry about it. Everybody has to read your book and see who's on the science committee so you can know how much we appreciate their help. Kevin and I had a wonderful interview with a reporter from JET, but what was really striking is we had this photographer taking pictures, and he came back, he showed us the pictures. Mine looked a little goofy, Kevin's looked kind of distinguished. He came back again and said, let me do another one. I really want to get, let's take you in this big conference room overlooking Lake Michigan. And he took about five or six more pictures and said, you know, I just have to tell you, I wanted to do that again because you guys do such important work, and people just don't get it. And anything people like me can do to help promote that, I just want to be part of it. I can't thank you enough for the kind of work you do. And for this, you know, photographer off the street to be thanking us is just incredibly empowering. And that congratulations, of course, is to you and not to us. But I just want to share that with you. The last thing is we will be gathering again in 2 years. I really had this great logo. It doesn't look quite like Lake Michigan in Atlanta, but it looks pretty nice. So we'll be looking forward to seeing you there. In the meantime, I want everybody to travel safely, be well, do good work, and go out and make a difference.